Now I am here with James Gardner on Instagram. Escape to the City Allotment shares a diary of his love for his city centre allotment plot. We've got loads to talk about. James, welcome.
Thanks, Joe. Good afternoon, everybody.
You brought me loads of stuff here. It's like loads of tomatoes and...
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the end of it now. It's just sort of bits and bobs that, are still producing, which is good. Yeah.
I love that. Now, James, listen, you've been waiting. Your particular plot that you had, you waited for 4 years for, right?
I know, all through lockdown, was waiting for this plot to come up, and it's a very small site right in the centre of Chelmsford, the city I live in. Yeah. And there's only 12 plots there, so they don't come up that often.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. The opportunity came up to get a plot, and I was like, down there like a shot, really. And I've had the plot there now since November last year, so it's almost had a full season. Yeah.
So have you done this before, or is this the first time you sort of like done that?
I grew up with gardening. My grandma had a massive garden at Gallywood. She used to look after me a lot when I was little, and she grew everything. I mean, but she grew up after the war, so you had to grow stuff, dig for victory, you know, that kind of land girls, and that on the home front. So she grew lots of stuff, and I learned a lot from her, and I suppose I sort of drifted away from it for a few years, certainly in the teenage years and the 20s, but found myself sort of getting back into it later on, and in my early 40s now, and really enjoy it.
Yeah, because you look super fit as well.
Well, I'm not dead sure about that.
You can see at the face. When people work outdoors, you can always see as well,
Yeah.
Because how long do you spend on the allotment?
You could spend all week down there if you wanted to. It's not a massive plot. I mean, I've got two half plots, and so it's 10 rod of allotment space, which is about 80 feet, something like that, long.
Yeah.
So it's quite, a big space. You're digging. I mean, I go for a couple of hours one day, maybe another day, a couple of hours, interspersed within the working week. What I love about it is it gives you a little bit of time out. So I work as a building surveyor, and I'm measuring all day and looking around people's homes, which I love doing as well, but sometimes you just want to just unwind for a minute, and that's what it lets you do.
Yeah, because you mentioned rods earlier, that the allotments are still measured in rods or perches or poles, right? And it's a measurement dating back to Anglo-Saxon times. So 10 poles is the right size of an allotment, equivalent of 250 square metres, or roughly the size of a doubles tennis court. I did read that out. That is not by memory. That's around right though, James, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, that's what I've got. Yeah, I mean, some of the space is shed. I'm really lucky that I was allowed to keep 3 chickens there, so they've got an area as well. They scratch around and look after one bit of it.
Because when people think of allotments, James, they do just think of they do think of vegetables and things like that. People don't realise that you can have hens on some of them and beekeeping as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm working with a beekeeper at the moment to learn that aspect of it, to have, and I've just got permission from the freeholder of the site to put some hives on there.
Wow.
And some collaboration with other plot holders as well. It's very much about building a community. What I find with allotments is you turn up there Saturday morning, for instance, you've got other plot holders there, people are talking, someone puts a pot of tea on, it's a bit of a get together, really.
Yeah.
And I think that's really healthy for everyone, somewhere to go.
Totally.
And then people are quite into it with sheds and having little chairs out, and I mean, for me, I live in a flat, so it's like a garden for me, to go and sit out in.
But it's been wonderful. Mind you, it's going to be difficult as well, right? Because as you say, you can only grow what the weather provides you with, right?
But I mean, this year we've done so well. So those yellow courgettes, we must have had hundreds of them. They're a variety called Gold Rush, an F1 hybrid, and I just can't get over how, I mean, I put in about 10 plants because I had like 12 seeds, 10 came up, ended up with I had space for them, so I thought, I'll plant them all. And then, each plant produces something like 5 courgettes a week. So, I mean, crikey, the whole town has got some of my courgettes,
I bet you're...
spreading them out, giving them away.
I bet you're popular with your friends and family. You're the very own greengrocer, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, But it's good fun, And then other people down there, like, you might have too much of one thing and someone else has got something else, so we swap stuff. There's like a sort of a table people just pop stuff on and people take things and leave things, and that's fun.
Yeah. So I suppose they're propagating their own seeds as well from each sort of
that's right, and saving crop. Seeds as well. I've sort of started saving seeds now. We're getting to the end of the season, so for next year, you know, the runner beans and the courgette seeds and different things that I've grown this year, I can reuse the seeds for next year. So what I love about my allotment the most is everything on my allotment was free. So the shed I've got, the greenhouse I've got, you know, the old shed, the chickens are in, everything's things I've found, compost bins. I go on Facebook sales and there's stuff there that people just get rid of all the time. And it's about recycling, reusing and trying to make the best of what you've got.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because if someone wanted to do this, that how would they go about it? Do you have to get in touch with your local council or something like that, James?
Councils have allotments. They're sort of duty bound to provide allotments. So
That's good. Well, every borough really,
Brentwood
is it?
Council would, or Chelmsford Council. Yeah, whatever borough you're in, you can go on there. And there normally is a waiting list. Obviously, some sites are more popular than others, location, geographic and the such like. So, yeah, sometimes there is a wait involved, but that's kind of quite good, the waiting list, because I think if you've kind of hung on a waiting list for 4 years like I did, you're definitely going to do it. You know, by that point, you know, you're either you're committed insofar as like you're prepared to wait and want to make a go of it. But some sites do let you on a bit faster.
Yeah, because as you say, you know, like looking onto your Instagram again, Escape to the City allotment, it's like a diary and it does look wonderful, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, James. It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
It is hard work and you've got to dig, and you know, so in the winter you could be cold and wet and you go down there, but there's different times of the year. It's all good fun, really. You know, you kind of, it's exercise, you're outdoors in the fresh air. And I mean, I started that allotment diary as a bit of a joke, really. I mean, I used to watch Escape to the Chateau and I thought, well, I can't really move to France, but I can escape to my allotment, you know. And I think everybody has that idea in their head, don't they? I've got to escape somewhere at some point because you know, life gets too hectic and things get on top of us. And, you know, for me, escaping to the city allotment is the easiest thing to do. I jump on my bike. It's like half a mile away. I pull up there and I'm in a different little oasis of calm and tranquility. And, I'm doing, you know, good there. And I'm enjoying, and you're getting some dirt under your nails and enjoying the basics of what life and existence is about.
Yeah, no matter what weather as well.
It's good to go down in there in the rain. You know, it's quite bracing. You know?
Yeah, your wellies on. Well, listen, I'm going to come back and I'll talk to you more stuff about the mental health benefits as well of this. But we've got a request, haven't we? So I know what it is, obviously. So what is it, James?
I'd like you to play This Is Me from The Greatest Show.
I am not a stranger to the dark. We're back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. And I am still talking to James Gardner, Escape to the City allotment on Instagram, who has a Instagram diary, an allotment diary. And do you know what? I saw the other day on one of your posts, James, that you've broken one of your forks, is it?
That was a bad day. And we all have them, don't we? But down the allotment, I was doing a lot of digging and digging out these roots. And the ground was really hard because it's kind of under these trees. So it's quite dry anyway. And I snapped a fork straight in half. And of course, then I put that on there with some music. I always look on the bright side of life because bad things happen. And then the next day I bought a new fork and put a picture of that on and I'd finished the digging. So it's kind of the highs and lows of allotment gardening. You know?
So how many tools did you break that year?
I think that and maybe a rake got broken. Not too bad on the breakage.
Okay, you're doing all right.
I mean, a lot of the tools I've got I've been given. Where I sort of see, go to boot sale perhaps, or, you know, house clearances and things, you know, you just sort of acquire things, don't you? And some of the older tools don't last as well as the new ones.
No, that's right. So, James, if someone's thinking, I've always wanted to do that, and they're thinking, I need to follow Escape to the City allotment on Instagram, them, what would you say to them that they need? Obviously, a bit of patience to wait for the right plot, obviously, right?
Yeah, that's the start. Yeah, you've got to get over that hurdle. But I think what you need is a bit of enthusiasm, and you've got to want to get in there. And it's going to be hard at the start, because if you're taking over a plot, it's probably overgrown. It might have weeds. It might have brambles. It might be, you know, uncultivated soil. So you've got to get in there and do a bit of graft at the start. But hey, you know, that's life, isn't it? You know, we've got to get our head down and do some work before we can enjoy the benefits.
Mm.
I enjoyed that stage of it because I saw it as a project. You know, you take on a plot that hasn't been tended and you want to make it, you know, good. I mean, there's always an element of competition on the allotment site as well. It can't help it. You get a group of people together. Mm. They're all growing things. Everyone wants to have like a pristine allotment with everything immaculate in rows. And mine's nothing like that. You know, but there's always a bit of that going on, but particularly with some of the old guys down there. You know, perhaps retired and got all day to just get it perfect.
Yeah, and been doing it for years as well.
Yeah.
But there's the mental health benefits of it as well, because there was a study of health and well-being benefits of owning an allotment. It was out a year or so ago, and it said that direct contact with natural environments has important positive health outcomes. Engagement with both wild and cultivated natural places improves self-esteem and mood, reduces stress and anxiety, and fosters mental well-being. Now, do you agree with all of the above?
I agree totally with it. For me, it's a game changer. I mean, we all went through lockdown, and that was hard times. I was living, you know, in the flat and couldn't get out, and you know, I found myself becoming really quite reclusive even after that. And you know, getting down the allotment is about kind of, you know, meeting a few other people, being outdoors, the nature, the wildlife. I'm seeing squirrels, hedgehogs in the morning, fox, which we don't want near the chickens, obviously. But you know, we see, you know, so much of nature and the seasons and things evolving, and you're planting seeds and watching things grow. And it's about slowing yourself down, because I don't know what everyone's life's like, but mine's really busy. I've got three children, and I've, you know, work in a surveying business. I'm always on the go, and it's just kind of, I suppose, trying to just take a step back and thinking, life wasn't always about that for everyone. It was kind of more about trying to grow food to survive originally, you know, what we would have done back in the, you know, like Middle Ages and things. And so I like to be living an element of my life that is about survival and growing something that you're going to, you know, live off. And I think it keeps you very anchored, and it makes you realise that it's in fact probably not around all chasing about and trying to get the next thing. And where I think a lot of us, you know, struggle with mental health, it's kind of like maybe we didn't get, you know, quite where we wanted to in life, or something didn't work out and that gets us down. And I think with the allotment, it's kind of like just about slowing down and appreciating what you've got.
Yeah.
And you haven't, you know?
Yeah, no, it's how people define success as well, I always find, you know. And
a lot of people define success as, you know, maybe financial gain, or, you know, like different aspects, or, you know, maybe you're really successful in one aspect of your life, but not in others. And then that's sometimes where the unhappiness creeps in, because we sort of think, oh, I failed at that. And we, you know, our brain can, you know, dwell on the negatives rather than all the positive things that we've done. With the allotment, I find, you know, if you can achieve a lovely plot and grow some nice veg and take that home and cook it that night, then there's a real satisfaction in that.
Yeah.
And it just makes you think about life differently, and perhaps, you know, look, appreciating more of what life should be about.
Yeah, and you've got your own space, as you say, as well. So it's good to sort of like just sometimes take stock of what you've got and what you haven't got.
That's
not
it.
Literally, obviously. It's
yeah.
I mean, I can put some puns in, but I'm not going to do that
at
the moment.
I've got
but
a lot
yeah.
at the moment yeah. when I look at my allotment, because the veg yeah. is colossal. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I've got tons of veg, and that is real wealth. And I go down to West Dorset a lot, and I was in the pub down there, and I was chatting to someone about how expensive my gas bill was in Essex, and you know, all the problems that we're facing at the moment. And he just started talking to me about the wood that he's got in his front garden. And a man's wealth in Dorset isn't about, you know, what car you've got. It's about how good your wood supply is for the winter.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of attitude to life, of like trying to do things that are more natural about survival rather than, you know, all financial. You know, yeah. I think there's an element that we should that we've lost sight of, really.
It gives you time to sort of just step back and just, you know, as you say, reevaluate everything around you as well.
Yeah, just take life and be a bit gentler to yourself. You know, yeah. We can all beat ourselves down, can't we, at times? And, you know, I think the allotment, you know, you just slow down, you potter about. You know, I mean, you could spend an hour there just planting seeds or something, you know, and it's a nice sort of relaxed thing to do. And it's like using your hands. And, you know, I think that a lot of jobs now, we don't use our hands as much, perhaps, do we? You know, or that sort of mindfulness, you know, creating something, you know.
Well, listen, James, I could talk to you for a lot longer than this. I will off air. But again, where can people find you on Instagram again?
Please follow me on Escape to the City Allotment. That's on Instagram. So if you just search on there, and Joe, no doubt, you'll put your link on there.
I will put the links on. And just quickly as well, the chickens, have they got names?
But you know, it's a bit of a bone of contention, this, because I wanted to call them Tikka Masala Madras. But my 8-year-old daughter doesn't think that's very
good. No.
So, they do have a varying sort of changing names, but they are laying eggs, which is really good, you know. And them chickens have the best life, you know. They all the allotment holders on that plot. Some were a bit controversial about chickens coming in at the start, but now everybody gets it and they're all feeding them and different veg that's left over. I gave them some sweet corn the other day and they were loving that.
Wonderful. Yeah. Living the life, yes.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, James, again, thanks ever so much for coming in. And yes, you'll have to come in again at the beginning of the year. And you're more than welcome to come in every week, actually, because what you've provided here for us today at Phoenix FM.
Always veg,
it's a sight. Thanks ever so much, James.
Thanks,
cheers.
Thanks, Joe. Cheers.